one of my favorite parts of the morning, particularly during the coverage of the Olympics activities. Alex Stone is with us from ABC News. Morning, Alex.
This is my favorite part as well, getting to talk to you. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I wanted to tell you we are feeling a little bit, just a little bit, of your pain this morning. The low so far in Sonoma County, 28 degrees this morning.
Oh, boy. Make it go down about 40 more degrees, and you'll get closer to where we are. No, we actually, the weather has gotten better. The wind is gone. We had a high today. Right now it's well past midnight, but when the sun was up, we had a high today of 40 degrees.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Sort of reasonable.
Things have come around from negative 16 last week and 50-mile-an-hour winds to 40 degrees today. It felt like summertime. I thought I would be the Tongan, and I walked around without my shirt on all day.
Well, now you've endeared yourself to me forever when you compare yourself to PETA. Well, I know it was a busy weekend. Still not a lot of medals to show for the U.S.,
and no, two silvers over the weekend, which is great, but not as high as past years and what people would like to see. You know, right now it's a lot of getting ready for whatever that next thing is. That the in women's ice dancing or in team ice dancing, three U.S. teams are in the top seven spots. That's going to be tonight in the U.S. So there's a potential there for more medals. Alex and Maya Shibutani among those who will be taking part. That with three teams in contention, there's a chance that somebody's going to get it. Women's freestyle skiing, three Americans advanced to the finals today. That coming up later on today, your time, tomorrow, our time. There's a chance that there will be medals there. Big air snowboarding, a new event to the Olympics. It's exactly what it sounds like. You try to get big air on your snowboard.
That sounds like fun.
Two Americans made it to the final, including Jamie Anderson from South Lake Tahoe. That, you know, it's a lot of, we're almost there. The women's hockey team beating Finland 5-0 in the semifinal. They advanced to the gold medal game. We know out of that they will get the gold or the silver, depending on what they do. They'll be going up against Canada. Canada was solidified just about an hour ago when they beat the Olympic athletes from Russia. So we know there's another medal there. But we just need to see these medals come in. It seems like so many times in these games we have been almost there.
Yeah.
Then the U.S. athlete comes in fourth or comes in fifth, and it just doesn't happen.
And what happened with Adam Rippon? He was going to be a consultant, a correspondent for NBC moving forward in the Olympics, and then he said, no, I really don't think I want to do that.
Yeah, we understand that that he's turned that down because he was told that if he did it as a correspondent, an Olympic correspondent, he would have to leave Team USA and would have to leave the Olympic Village, and he said that even though he's done competing, that's not something he wanted to do. That he's here, he's taking part in the Olympics, doesn't want to move out and move into a fancy hotel somewhere and have to say he's no longer an Olympic athlete, that he wants to stay an Olympic athlete, enjoy this experience, and he says he's going to say no to NBC.
Well, you know, you can't blame him for that. I mean, he wants to really take in the entire experience, and good for him.
Yeah, you know, he put it very frankly on Twitter, saying it was an honor. But he had to say no to that honor because he's here as an Olympic athlete. He didn't want to be here as an Olympic athlete and then become an NBC correspondent right immediately afterwards. He wants to enjoy that experience.
Sure. He's sitting in his very, very nice, very warm Olympic hut. And while you're out there reporting on the Olympics, so I no wonder he wants to stay there. Well, Alex, another great report, and I know you must be counting the days on one level to be able to get home to your family after all of this coverage.
Well, sure. It's hard being away from Allie and our kids. We've got a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old, so it's very tough. But thank goodness for FaceTime.
Yeah.
Because we are able to FaceTime even from South Korea, and it's like I'm sitting right there. But yeah. We're about a week away from going home, and still a whole lot of medals left to go.
Yeah, nothing more comforting for a kid than to see Dad shivering on FaceTime.
Exactly, and I've been doing plenty of that.
All right, great to talk to you, Alex. We'll check in with you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Pat.